Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbein Deborah Brandt, and today is Day 8, Emuna, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Faith and Trust, Part 3. Meditation verse for today, the Amplified. Yeshua replied to them, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, if you have faith, personal trust, and confidence in me, and do not doubt or allow yourself to be drawn into two directions, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you will receive." Again, the Jewish concept of faith is the proper counterpart for the general English term faith, as occurring in the expression principles of faith would be the concept of emuna. While it is generally translated as faith or trust in God, the concept of emuna can be accurately described as an innate conviction, a perception of truth that transcends reason. Emuna can be enhanced through wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and learning from the sacred scriptures, the Torah, and His holy word from Genesis to Revelation, my input, but emuna is not simply based on reason, nor can it be understood as opposite of or standing in contrast to reason. Continuing with 18 definitions of faith, Jewish thoughts of faith. Number one, without faith, there are no questions. With faith, there are no questions. Without faith, there are no answers. The Hovet Chaim. 2. Faith is not a series of theorems, but a way of life. Shmuel Hugo Bergman. Man can never be happy if he does not nourish his soul as he does his body. Rabbi Menachem Schneerson. Faith is the root and foundation of all holiness. Nachman of Breslov. Faith is the essence of Torah. Michar Hapaninim. There is no love without total faith. Noam Hamadot. The righteous man shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Faith is beyond intelligence and perception. Shneur Zalman, the Tanya. There is nothing greater than faith. Michar Hapanim. And no man is rewarded because God owes it to him, but God grants reward out of his grace. Moshe ben Ezra. Number 4, faith that obeys. Hebrews 11:32-40. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets. By faith they conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, and made foreign armies flee. Women received their dead raised back to life, and others were tortured after not accepting release so that they may obtain a better resurrection. Others experienced the trial of mocking and scourging, yes, and even chains in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were murdered with the sword. They went around in sheepskins and goatskins, and they were destitute, afflicted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered around in deserts and mountains, caves and holes in the ground. And all of these, though commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that only with us would they reach perfection. And again, that is referring to Messiah. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also get rid of every weight and entangling sin that has run with, and let us run with endurance the race set before us, focusing on Yeshua, the initiator and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Number 15, faith is a lifestyle of trust in God. Hebrews 10:38-39, but my righteous one shall live by emuna, and if he shrinks back, my soul takes no pleasure in him. But we are not among the timid ones on the path to destruction, but among the faithful ones on the path to the preservation of the soul. Number 16, faith is a shield. Ephesians 6:16, for above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Number 17, faith has hope in the future. Hebrews 3:6, but Messiah as Son is over God's house. We are his house if we hold firm to our boldness and what we are proud to hope. Hebrews 3:12-14, take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you has an evil heart of unbelief that fails away or falls away from the living God. But encourage one another day by day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Messiah, if we hold our original conviction firm until the end. Hebrews 6:11-12, and we desire for each one of you to show the same diligence all the way through, so as to realize and enjoy the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be spiritually sluggish, but will instead be imitators of those who through faith lean on God with absolute trust and confidence in Him and His power, and by patient endurance, even when suffering, are now inheriting the promises. Hebrews 10:22-23. Let us approach God with a true and sincere heart, in unqualified assurance of faith, having had our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. Hebrews 10:35, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it is a glorious and great reward. For you have need of patient endurance to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when you have carried out the will of God, you may receive and enjoy to full what is promised. Verse 37, for yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one, the one justified by faith, shall live by faith, respecting man's relationship to God and trusting him. And if he draws back, shrinking in fear, my soul has no delight in him. But our way is not those who shrink back to destruction, but we are those who believe, relying on God through faith in Yeshua the Messiah, and by this confident faith preserve the soul. Number 18, faith guarantees answered prayer. Matthew 21:24. Yeshua replied to them, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, if you have faith, personal trust, and confidence in me, and do not doubt or allow yourself to be drawn in two directions, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen if God wills it. And whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you will receive. Yeshua replied, have faith. This is Mark 11:22. Have faith in God constantly. James 1:2, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you consider various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect work, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all without hesitation, without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the winds. Shalom and Yeshua.